It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business on 710 WOR in the iHeartRadio Network. Thank you for joining us here. Tonight we have a very special show. I am joined by Mark Bodner, the chairman of L&R Distributors, and known to many as a, I can't say executive coach, he just, so many people turn to him, but we'll hear from him if he has some official title for that. But again, it's a honor and a treat to have you join us. We know you've come to expect incredible, insightful wisdom week in and week out, and we featured executives from Citizens, from Apple, from Pepsi, from many Fortune 500 companies. Recently, we had Joe Hart, the CEO of Dale Carnegie. And tonight, we are going to feature... Oh, by the way, of course, a special shout-out and a thank you to the many channels that were syndicated on Jewish Home. We're soon going to be on 24/6. Thank you for that. We're, of course, on Nucky Radio. The Jewish Home has a print edition of our column. And a special thank you to Zeb Brenner for the shout-out and to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Without further ado, Mark Bodner, the chairman of L&R Distributors. L&R Distributors has over 1,000 people on their team. I don't think I can call them employees. He doesn't let. So we're gonna say that they have a team of over 1,000 employees. What did I say? A team of over 1,000. Okay, I got the right. You know what? I'm going to hand it over to Mark. Mark, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Hello, Yitzhak. How are you?
Fantastic. Great to have you here in the studio with this fancy schmancy new setup. Cerulli, thank you. He pulls it off every single week for now 8.5 years running.
8.5 years
running. That's right.
8.5 years.
8.5 years.
How many shows?
So we're approaching over 400 shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amazing. I guess the people keep on coming back.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. But we also have great guests like Mark. We've had you a couple of times. And last time we had you with big surprise there when we recorded in Monroe.
Oh, with Lee.
Lee Brower.
That's right. Still going. We still talk every week.
Good
which
guy.
Which I think a good segue into some of the topics we'll talk about today and how important.
Ready.
How
the
important
floor is
yours. It's how important it is to really have a really strong mindset. And, you know, we're going through some very, very challenging times.
Yeah. And this show is being recorded in November of 2023.
Yeah. We're in some challenging times, both geopolitical challenging times, what's going on in Israel right now. And of course, our hearts and minds are with our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land. And economically, I mean, business, I say this all the time when I meet people, the last probably 18 months and more so, it's really starting to hit home now in many industries of, you know, operating in what I would call a normal interest rate world and what for many people who are in their 30s, high 20s, in their 30s, probably even close to 40, who got into the business world over the last 12 to 15 years. This is unprecedented. They haven't seen this before. And I'm not going to say, it's been easy times, easy money, good times rolling. There's been difficulties throughout the entire, last 10, 12, 13, 15 years. Mm-hmm. But especially now, I mean, like in a lot of industries, things just came so much more difficult to do deals, whether it's in real estate, in healthcare, in business. I mean, cost of funds is a real major issue and people are really struggling. I'm not going to say whether they're struggling financially or not. I don't know what's going on in everyone's individual, but I just see in deal flow, in business in general, people are struggling. And interesting story, which is going to lead into the segue. So I was in a dinner, a business dinner, and two really interesting things happened at this dinner. Number one, Walked into a restaurant in Lakewood, New Jersey. And every time I've been there, it's been packed. Let's say it was a Wednesday night, or maybe it was even a Thursday night, which is normally a pretty busy night. And the restaurant was empty. Okay, so it's just after the October 7th massacre in Israel. So we could say maybe that's, you know, people aren't going out. Being, you know, we'll judge that way. People aren't going out. And I was sitting with a group of people. One of them was a Jewish fellow, not affiliated with much. But we were talking, and I had to take a phone call. So I stepped out, and I noticed just down the street was a Judaica store, a Jewish bookstore. So I walked over, and a thought hit me. This person, he was going through a difficult time, and I'm going to buy him a book. So I walked in to actually buy him this book, and you'll see it. For those who are watching, obviously, we'll see it's a Shaar Betachin and Duties of the Mind from Rabbi Victor Miller, and I figured I'll buy him a copy in English, and he'll enjoy it. He'll read it. And I walked into this Jewish bookstore. Zero. Not one copy. And there are many different versions of it, and many different authors who have put out. There was not one copy. Duties of the Heart. Not one copy. Duties of the Heart. Duties of the Mind. Amazing. Sold out. Became a bestseller, and we'll talk about in a second as to what significance of it is. So I went over and I said, "Do you have a copy?" And they started looking, and they actually found one of these, this exact one. Wow. And he found one in the back. And I said, what's going on? He goes, between Sunday and Wednesday, we sold every copy that we have. Wow. And this is a good lead in. So I bought it and I gave it to him. And it's, so what's the purpose? I want to just jump in. Because I think people are going through some difficulties, or they're seeing times that they haven't seen before, where it's much harder to get a deal done. And what was easy yesterday is much more complex today, et cetera. And they're really struggling. You see people who are nervous and who have anxiety now, and different kinds of deals like that. And I think it's important that this is, you know, we talk about business and we can give experience, and I can tell you all about wonderful experiences that we had, and we talk about techniques and coaching. But if you're living in a world of anxiety, a world of being nervous, constantly nervous, you know, how am I going to make that payroll? How am I, you know, and it's all, and things are tougher. What do you do? Where do you turn? So, and I'm going to try to go as agnostic as I possibly can. We don't want to turn this into a Jewish talk show, and we want to keep it on a level where I think everyone could appreciate and understand it. So I'll tell you a story about myself.
Please.
2008. So 2008, 15 years ago, maybe even 16 years ago. I remember exactly, it was August. Maybe the first or second week in August. And I was going through a really tough time at that particular time in business. And heavy, heavy time. And I went to visit someone. I went to visit a rabbi and just to talk it through. And which, again, I'll constantly always discuss how important it is to have someone in your life that you can talk things through with. In my case, you know, we all have a spouse or, you know, a religious person in our lives. So hopefully, I think everyone should have that in their life. So I happened to go talk to him, and he listened to me, and he was listening, and he didn't say much, but he then said something that really hit home. And he said that, so you think this all comes from you, right? This is all about you. It's all, you know, but I'm working hard and I'm not seeing the results, and I'm going through all these difficulties, and so you, he says, okay, you need to take a trip to your local Jewish bookstore and go pick up this book. And it wasn't this one in particular, it was a different version of it, but in essence. So what's so special about this book, Chavis Halvavis, Duties of the Mind? What's so special about it? So, you know, we read literature, right? And we'll find an American classic, and we'll call it Mark Twain or Animal Farm, one of the classic books. And they were written 100 years ago, 50 years ago. And when you read it, you read 1984, it's like reading,
right?
It's like reading like what does that have to do with today?
Right, prehistoric.
It's like it doesn't even make any sense. Even when you read a fictional novel today, and it was written in like the late 90s, or early 2000s, before smartphones, and people pull out their cell phones and the flip phone and open it up and it like just take, pull your smartphone out and text the guy, and but didn't exist, right? So generally, literature does not translate generationally. And the classics you read because there's so much work on the classics. But here you have a book that was originally written in Arabic.
That's right.
And it was written in the year 1060. It's 1,000 years ago.
That's right.
It was translated into Hebrew in the year 1130. And when you read it today, in 2023, it's as if it talks to you as if it was written yesterday.
Timeless.
It's timeless. It's incredible. And that was the first thing that hit me. So I've probably learned this. I probably read those chapters in this book. I'm going to use them 50 times. Probably more, but I'll use them 50 times. And it's a constant battle. What is it? I could sum the whole book up really very, very quickly. And I don't, in no way, shape, or form, am I a rabbi or anything. I don't want to come off that way. But I think it's an interesting, and someone told me this, who I very highly respect. We are not in the results business. We are in the effort business. And when we start thinking that we're in the results business is when we get in trouble. Our purpose is to put in the work. And if you believe that there's a higher being on the planet, well, let's still go right now. If you don't believe there's a higher being on the planet, turn the show off right now. Sorry, Yitzhak. You'll lose some of your audience.
Not to help them. No, absolutely not.
but if you believe there's a higher power,
which
the God Almighty, he's the result. The results come from him. We believe that the results come from him. Our job is to put the effort in. We're in the effort business. He's in the result business. So that really, but how do you get there? How do you work on yourself? So when we talk about today and we bring that into today's times, the difficult times that we're living through, again, the geopolitical difficult times, the economic difficult times, all this technology being, coming at us so quickly. It's difficult times right now. And if we walk around and believe that we're in the results business, we're going to have such a difficult time of just being calm. Because how can you be calm? When things don't go your way, and when things start not going your way, and you think that it's all because of me, everything happens because of me, and it's very easy. And by the way, speaking to myself right now, as much as I'm speaking to anyone, I don't want anyone to think for a second that in any way, shape, or form, have I quote unquote mastered this? I don't think you. There are probably people on much higher levels than me have mastered it. But this is something that's a constant effort. It's a constant, it's a healthy self-talk. Normally self-talk is unhealthy. This is a healthy self-talk. So.
Wow. We're going to have to take a pause for a second just simply to get some business done, a commercial break. We're here with Mark Bodner, chairman of LNR. An open heart-to-heart conversation. I guess that's like, wow. We're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
Join us this year, December 19th, 2023, at the Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for the 12th JBiz Expo and Business Conference, bringing networks to a whole new level. JBiz Expo is the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce's annual flagship event, which unites businesses, communities, governments, its members, and chamber partners from around the U.S. and globe all under one roof to help them grow, brand, and expand business relations and their network. To exhibit, attend, or partner with us, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 103.
Take your company's leadership and management skills to new heights. Imagine soaring through the sky in a military-grade F-35 flight simulator, just as the real thing. I am Kobe Regev, CEO and founder of The Squadron, and I am a former fighter pilot and a squadron commander in the Israeli Air Force. Our workshops offer an empowering training experience that will push your boundaries and help unleash your company's full potential. Visit us at thesquadron.com to learn more. That's thesquadron.com to learn more.
And we're back here with Mark Bodner. He gets the floor. Mark, it's yours. Keep on going. What an amazing show.
Yeah, so we were talking about being in the effort business. So that's the biggest question, right? So if we're not in control, which we're not in control, the result, we can put all the work in the world in if the man upstairs, the Almighty, does not want it to be, or thinks, if we think it's good for us, but in reality, in the bigger picture that we don't get to see, it's not good for us, and therefore it won't happen. Or even if we think it's good for us and we know it's good for us, and if I just get this deal, how much charity I'm going to give, and all the we convince ourselves and we think that the result, we can manipulate the result. It's a tough one. And this is, and I think it needs to be, I think we get to talk about this. I think it's a great opportunity. So if you're out there and you're struggling, I'll give you the same advice my rabbi, my Rav, gave me. Mm. Go and buy yourself, if you can find a copy, because it seems like people have caught on to the secret.
Run.
And you can find, whether it's many, many different versions, they're all great. Just go buy it and start reading it. So going back to my story a little bit. So I went and I bought the book and I read it and I read it again. And I found a study partner and we learned it together and we learned it deeper. And then I found another rabbi to study it with and we decided to write a book. And we actually wrote a book which takes this work and just makes it into a format where it's much smaller, much faster read, with some real life examples. And it's a book, we self-published it, never sold it. I just give them away. So when I meet
with
people—
Can I get a copy?
Absolutely. Actually, what we'll do is I have a PDF version. I'll send you a link. You can put it in the show notes.
Perfect.
Anyone can download it. And I'll make anyone who wants a copy, if they contact you,
perfect,
we'll be happy to send them a copy.
Perfect. I'll give my email address a couple of times right now because I want to— ys@bottomlinemg.com. ys@bottomlinemg.com. And just in case you don't get a response, even though I respond to my emails, got stuck in spam or whatever it is, my direct line, 718-412-3505, 718-412-3505. Feel comfortable reaching out for it.
Anyway, I wrote the book with this, together with this rabbi, and I've been on this crusade for many years, and I will tell everyone sitting here talking, as a wide open forum, I've tripped many times. We put so much effort into what we do and we think we know the outcome that is the best outcome for us. We just don't. So we have to understand that we're in the effort business, not the result business and leave the result to happen, but put the effort in.
Now, can I ask a delicate question? For years, decades, you've been running a major company. From the corporate side, that's a fantastic and a almost like a challenging viewpoint to for someone like yourself to be sharing that we're in the effort business. You know, we know that CEOs are right. There's boards and they look at numbers. Perhaps you can address how they both could jive.
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
Sorry, it's a bit loaded, but
that's an excellent question. It's hard. It's not easy. And this is I can give some tips.
Please.
So if you don't have a bigger vision. And this is why all these principles of leadership and understanding, and I've been on this show before and we always talked about vision. But if you don't have a bigger vision, and if why you get up and go do what you do every day is about the dollars and cents, that's a tough existence. If you don't have a bigger why, a bigger vision as to why you're doing what you're doing, so that's number one. So if we look at success, whatever that means, okay, whatever success means in your mind, and this is a very delicate conversation is because success really means whatever is happening right now is really success. Okay. If we believe we're not in the results business, but without getting too deep, but if we define success just by dollars and cents and not by, how is what I'm doing giving? How is what I'm doing making people's lives better? How is what I'm doing? And I get graded, like when I went to school, I got a report card. So as a CEO, as a leader in a business, yeah, your report card is ultimately, what the numbers look like.
All right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you're successful. Success is much, much bigger than that. Number one, believing that we could do the best that we can, but we can't control anything, right? I always say this I've said this many times in meetings. I go, right this second, our biggest customer could be having a meeting about getting rid of us. We don't know. It's a big world out there. And there's so many different factors that are going on. So yeah, we got to put our efforts on. We have to put our efforts in, but can I control the fact? Don't have that meeting because it's not good for me. You shouldn't do that because it's not good for me. Mm-hmm. That they should, no, and it's not how it works. So just the simplicity of that, of being able to say, we do the best that we can. We do the best job, whatever we're doing and spending a lot of hours a day. But it all comes back to how can we get into that mindset that I'm going to go give it my all. I'm going to put my all in, but I'm really, really not working with you or you. I'm really working top and bottom. It's really me and him. It's really me and him.
Yeah,
and that's my partnership. It's really me and him. And, let's hope it, we all want it to be great. We want easier lives. But at the end of the day, that's not what we're here for. We're here to, We know that already. We know that when we give, we feel so much better than when we take. So where does that actually come from? If you can connect those dots for a second, who's the biggest giver? If everything comes from the God, man upstairs, everything right? comes from God and it gets poured down on us, everything, we should be so thankful. We should be thanking. We literally should be walking around thanking him every minute of every day. So for the few times that we do stop and pause and thank him,
right.
it's not nearly enough because look what we're showered with. Look what a beautiful world we get to live in. Look what, beautiful families and businesses and, things are good, but there are challenges.
Perhaps you could share that. You've shared this in the past and it's always so enlightening and it's really special how you share. the mindset, the giver versus the receiver, and how that when you touched on it, but perhaps you could even just break it out. When someone gives, they feel great. When someone receives, they appreciate it, hopefully. But when someone gives, they just feel great. And you've shared examples about that in the past. Perhaps it's like just like, and it, but what I loved about it is because when you shared it, I was like, he's right. But like, we don't pause to think about it.
Yeah. So we've talked about this many times that, and you know, the concept of giving, it's a mindset. The mindset of giving is actually being thankful. So if we have a mindset of gratitude, if we have a mindset of being thankful, let's understand what that means for a second. What is being thankful, being having gratitude? So if I say, you give me something, I say, thank you. That's gratitude.
Right.
Right. Please and thank you. And I always tell the story about, you know, the father who's, you know, little 3-year-old boy. Someone gives them something, a candy. And then the father quickly looks at them. Did you say thank you? And this little 3-year-old kid, he's like, you know, 2 feet off the ground. And his father's like 6 feet tall. And he sees this big monster pointing down at him. Did you say thank you? If you want your child to say thank you, say thank you. You should. So that's just a little sidebar.
Yeah.
Like, let's not be ogres with our children. And that goes with anyone, because like forcing gratitude on someone. But being, that's social gratitude. That's being socially proper. You want your children, you want your family, you want your coworkers, you want your employees to have that. You have to, you know, like everything, it starts at the top. You know, so just display, you know, just be socially grateful, be social, but it's pretty low level. And then we go up one level to grateful for, right? We're grateful for our health. We're grateful for our families. We're grateful for our fingers that work. We're grateful for so many things. But in order to be grateful for, you have to get something. So is there a higher level of being grateful than being grateful for something? And the answer to the question is yes. Many times, and I'll give two examples. Many times we find ourselves in places that are horrific. We go through very difficult things. Everyone does. You know, God forbid someone has cancer. How do you have gratitude in and you're going for treatments?
Person, yeah.
You know, how does a person have a gratitude in that moment? And the answer to the question is, how are you treating the people who are serving you?
Mm.
Mm. You can be grateful in the experience, not grateful for it. So that's number one. Number two is, imagine doing something for someone with no expectation of anything in return. There is absolutely like not zero. But we don't have to even go there.
Yeah.
So you're sitting at a restaurant and you see a husband and wife, they're out to eat, and then you can see the relationship is not great. Okay. So on the way out the door, you say, you know what? I want to pay for that dinner.
Don't know them.
Don't tell me who they are. Don't tell them where it came from. Someone paid for your dinner. I'm doing something for someone with no expectation of anything in return. Right? So.
And you walk out and feel great.
And you walk out.
Yeah.
And you feel great.
Yeah.
But you just spend an extra few hundred dollars on something.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be whatever it is.
And you're not getting a thank you return. They don't know who
to turn.
Right.
Yet it makes you feel really, really special. Makes you feel really, really good. It's not why you're doing it, but it's the result. Like I said before, it's the result of doing it. The result, you're really doing it because you want to be on that highest level of gratitude. Right. You want to be a true giver. But the result of that is, it makes you feel good. So logically, that doesn't make sense. How does giving, right? Chazal, it really comes from the holy source.
That's right.
But when you are a giver, so now we bring that back to how we started the conversation, right? You have this relationship, and if you believe that we're not in the results business. And I have to have my relationship with the man upstairs, with the Almighty God. I have to, that's what my relationship is. And I put my trust in him ultimately that the outcome should be what the outcome is supposed to be. But I'm going to put the effort in, and probably when we come back from my next commercial break, we'll talk about, so how much effort? That's the big famous question. So what does it mean? So if I'm not in the results business, I'm in the effort business, how much effort?
Mark, thank you for being cognizant that I got to do my effort and reward those who and appreciate our sponsors who keep the show going. We'll be right back with Mark Bodner right after this.
What if you could have 30 years of marketing secrets with just the click of a button? Go to bottomlinebrew.com to unlock exclusive marketing, leadership, and sales tips from Fortune 500 executives. Bottomlinebrew.com. Each week, you'll get one email packed with business insights to grow your bottom line. To get the Bottom Line Brew delivered straight to your inbox, visit bottomlinebrew.com. That's bottomlinebrew.com.
Join us this year, December 19th, 2023, at the Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for the 12th JBiz Expo and Business Conference, bringing networks to a whole new level. JBiz Expo is the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce's annual flagship event, which unites businesses, communities, governments, its members, and chamber partners from around the U.S. and globe, all under one roof to help them grow, brand, and expand business relations and their network. To exhibit, attend, or partner with us, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 103.
Take your company's leadership and management skills to new heights. Imagine soaring through the sky in a military-grade F-35 flight simulator, just as the real thing. I'm Kobe Regev, CEO and founder of The Squadron, and I'm a former fighter pilot and a squadron commander in the Israeli Air Force. Our workshops offer an empowering training experience that will push your boundaries and help unleash your company's full potential. Visit us at thesquadron.com to learn more. That's thesquadron.com. To learn more.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. A very, very special treat to have Mark Bodner here in studio. For those watching this on YouTube or 24/6 or some of the other popular channels that we're on, you get to see the whole setup here. And we're having a frank conversation about life and about dealing with challenges. And Mark, I'm here with Mark Bodner, chairman of LNR. And if it's okay, I'm going to, you said I could really toss anything your way. And you've always been very gracious about that. Thank you. We talked about learning Chavos Halavos and how important that is. And you even reflected earlier in the show about a challenging period, the last great recession in 07, 08, 09, and how you managed, how you came through it by meeting with a rabbi, and they directed you to, not that you were introduced the first time to Chavos Halavos, but like, hey man, now's the time to really go through it. One of the key questions, and I, again, not turning to you as a rabbinical figure, but just as someone who has been in the trenches and has learned duties of the mind, Chavos Halavos, is how does someone know the extent of the effort they need to put in, you know, the extent of ishtadlus? And we're turning to you as a business executive, you know, what's considered too much? What's considered too little?
Yeah, it's a really, really difficult topic and difficult question. I actually find the first part easier to wrap my head around that I'm not in the results business. I'm in the effort business. And ultimately, when things don't go my way, I get, you know, over the last several years, as people have worked with me and, you know, I have a beard now and it's kind of whitish. So if you look, go to an old video of me on this, it's, I was clean, but now I've got this whitish beard. So I've got a couple of years on my going here. So anyway, and people see me be really calm and really, you know, when negative, you know, bad things happen and they see that I'm relaxed and they really want to understand that I say, I'm not in the results business. I'm in the effort. I tell coworkers and it's hard to grasp your head around that, but I actually find that easier. Like the effort questions is such a hard question. And there are many, many, anecdotal, detailed writings around, you know, that you can go to your local Jewish bookstore and buy many, many, different books on the topic. But I could just tell you from my own feeling, and I'll give some telltale signs. And it's in a lot of it's common sense and logic. So how much effort? How much is too much? How do I know the right amount of effort to put in? Maybe I just show up for an hour a day since I'm not in charge of results. I'll just put a little bit of effort and then whatever happens, happens.
Right.
Maybe I should put more. Maybe I should put less. So let's talk about that. So number one, if you find yourself missing important things in your life, if you find yourself not being there for your kids as much as you want to be, you're putting too much effort in. It really comes down to priorities. And that's my meter, if you would. If you like, how much, how long, how many hours, how much time, weekends, not weekends, all of those, you know, when do I put the phone down? When do I stop checking email? So I look at myself and I say, am I spending enough time with my children? Am I spending enough time with my grandchildren now? Am I giving my spouse the right amount of time? Am I giving enough time to God? Do I want to give him more time? Time is the most precious thing that we have. So yeah, you have to put effort in and you have to put a lot of effort in. But if you have an imbalance or what I would call wobble, if you drive a car and has four tires, another Lee-ism. And four tires and one is overinflated, what's going to happen? You have wobble.
Yeah.
So if you have, you're driving along the road of life, and you have way too much air and effort going into the business tire, you got a lot of wobble. You're going to have a lot of wobble there. You're putting too much effort there. Let some air out, get some other tires more inflated, right? Because if I told you, if you had to trade your business or your children, would you make that trade? Of course not. Right?
Yeah, what's the question?
So what's your core? What's your essence? Right. So really important, you know, whatever religion you practice, there are requirements that go along with that. If you're serious about it, are you putting enough time into that? Or do you have wobble there? So I can't answer what amount. I think there is no magic answer how much is the right amount. But I can tell you what the wrong amount is.
Okay.
And but if you start with the wrong amount, you can maybe work your way to the right amount. The wrong amount is when you're putting in, when you find yourself lacking in the other areas of your life that need you. Your family needs you. Your community needs you. Where am I needed? And if you can't give the appropriate time in those other places that you wouldn't that you would trade your business for, if I, you know, asked you those questions, that means you're putting way too much effort in making money, quote unquote.
Wow. Effort versus results. Effort, I don't know if it's fair to say versus, it's just effort over results. But again, coming back to the at the end of the day, the business world does require or celebrate results. It can't be lost on anyone. But at the same time, like you said, that part they have to realize that's in God's hands. See, meaning results, you know, work towards getting the results, put in that effort. But then ultimately, whatever happens, that's what you're sharing. Ultimately, whatever happens, that you can't sweat.
You can't sweat it. That's a great way to put it. You can, but you'll find yourself waking up in the middle of the night worrying. You know what worry is? Leah's in number two for
ready,
the show.
Ready.
Worry is taking tomorrow's clouds and pulling it into today's sunshine. So we can choose.
Yeah.
It's a choice. We can choose to believe it all comes from us and we control it all. And we could believe, we choose that path, and then we're going to have a lot of worry and a lot of anxiety and a lot of sleepless nights. You find yourself not sleeping at night. You find yourself nervous. You find yourself lashing out at your loved ones, people who really care the most about you. Right? What's the core? What do you really have to work on? What really should you work on is your relationship with the one who controls it all. Because ultimately, if the deal is going to happen or not happen, I'll tell you a little bit more insight.
Please.
So you mentioned I'm the chairman of L&R. Last time I was here, I was the CEO of L&R.
Right.
And that was a tough transition for me. It was not easy, you know, 30 plus years doing a job, and then, you know, blessed with having an amazing management team built over the last several years and saying, okay, it's time to hand over the reins of the day-to-day operations of the business. And it felt like I was so right to me until I did it. Then it started feeling so wrong to me.
Mm.
And I was in the results business at that moment. And, you know, you guys start seeing things and I would do it differently. And ultimately took me walking away really turning off for the first time ever for 6 full weeks from Memorial Day until July 4th of this past year. Gone. I let them go. And, you know, guess what happened? I came back after July, relaxed, much more calm. Really worked on myself in that time, got involved in other endeavors, other things, started helping people in their businesses. That gives me a lot of satisfaction when I can just give over. All I'm giving is experience, right? White hair equals experience, doesn't equal brains, doesn't equal talent. It just equals experience. So being able to give over some experiences to some other businesses, I started doing some of that work in that time. And I came back and everything was just fine. You know, as our friend Jeff Hazlett likes to say, no one died.
Right. No one died.
Everything is just perfectly and being able to, you know, to just shut off from it. But that's what I had to do. Like I was back in that mindset of I control how they're going to survive without me and constantly your confirmation bias sets in, which you start, your brain is now looking for things.
Right.
Well, especially when your confirmation bias is something that's so destructive, right? When you've decided that something is not good or not right or can't survive without you, and all your subconscious mind is going to do is find,
right.
is prove you
to
right.
Prove, that's right.
It's
that's
there
right.
to prove you right. What question are you asking it? And you see, I told you that they can't do it. Look at that. You see? And just it's negative self-talk.
But Mark, can we go back to that period around 6 months ago? I mean, the first few days, the first week, be honest, were you like climbing the walls? Like,
I was very fortunate. I was, you know, I'm very strategic in this way. I did it right before Passover.
So, all right. So
I disappear anyway.
You're disappearing anyway.
So
you're right. So you're off.
It's a loaded question. Yeah, you gave me a loaded question. So the first few days was really good.
It was very smart. But you planned it that way.
Yeah, we come back from Passover break and vacation, and I was climbing the walls. I was literally climbing the walls. So I started going to study in the morning.
Right.
And I started throwing myself into other things, but it wasn't enough.
I mean, to try to get your mind to like, you know, I'm
right, because I'm poised, I'm experienced, I have all this.
Right.
I've worked on myself all these years. So
you're ready to jump in.
But I let my guard down and I was back in that results world. and the anxiety and the stress. I've always said, when the doctor says, I want to give you a stress test, I said, you don't have to. It's going to be it's for sure going to be positive. Promise you. But yeah, I was back in that space. And
how long did it take? How long did it take for you? Like, was it 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or like it took those full 6 weeks and then you're like, nobody died.
For the first 6 weeks, it was tough. Then I decided it's not fair to me, not fair to the person who took my seat. So I said, I'm just going to disappear for the next 6 weeks. I trust you. I have.
In addition to your first 6 weeks?
No. This was after from Memorial Day. So okay. Like April 3rd.
Okay.
To Memorial Day, misery. Memorial Day through July 4th. A lot of self-introspection. Okay. Pulled out the good book again.
Okay.
Did a lot of studying. Really started working on myself again. So I fell back into, that's why I say it's a constant journey. It's a constant, you know, it's just constant work. And it's never ending. I mean, you think you've got it mastered, and we fall into the hole, and it's such a silly hole to fall into, but we do. And, I came back and I was just so much, even to today, until today. And I've seen many things still going on in the business that, you know, I would maybe do different. I don't care anymore. And I shouldn't say I don't care. Bad word. Right. Strike that. Of course, I care.
Right. But it's just you. Right. You don't know that's you respect their way of doing it.
It's fine. And ultimately, they're putting the effort in. They're
right.
And it's proving to me. It's such an amazing proof to me that even when I thought I was running the show, guess what? I wasn't running the show. And it became even clearer to me over the last 4 or 5 months. How is this business? I've been doing this. I'm the one with all the knowledge. I'm the one with all the, you know, been here for all. I've seen it all already. I know what works. I know what doesn't work. I know how it works. How are they going to do it without me? Right. And I think this was, so God put me into this position now where, okay, let me show you. Right. And he showed me, and I couldn't be happier. I'm so thankful for it.
We're here with Mark Bodner on this really incredible edition of Mind Your Business. We're going to take a short commercial break. And when we're back, final thoughts with Mark Bodner.
Join us this year, December 19th, 2023, at the Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for the 12th JBiz Expo and Business Conference, bringing networks to a whole new level. JBiz Expo is the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce's annual flagship event, which unites businesses, communities, governments, its members, and chamber partners from around the U.S. and globe, all under one roof to help them grow, brand, and expand business relations and their network. To exhibit, attend, or partner with us, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 103.
Years of marketing secrets in a newsletter? Is that even possible? Go to bottomlinebrew.com to learn how to grow your customer base and boost your bottom line. Have the Bottom Line Brew weekly newsletter delivered straight to your inbox. Well, you'll learn from Fortune 500 executives such as Beth Comstock and Joe Hart. Go to bottomlinebrew.com. That's bottomlinebrew.com. Brew up some free marketing secrets at bottomlinebrew.com.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
And we're back. Mind your business with Yusuf Saflis right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. We are here with Mark Bodner. And it's a very eye-opening show. Mark is, I don't want to say let his hair, what's the expression?
Exposed.
Yeah, exposed.
Mark Bodner exposed.
Yeah, I mean, he really shared quite a bit. And in fact, we only have around 5 minutes left to the show. And I wish to ask you really this question. I hope it's not a challenging one, but you shared in the beginning, from the beginning of the show and then even down to the last segment about mindset and how to make through challenging periods and how to really get a hold of oneself and connect with of course with God. And in order to chart out your life path, in order to be a lot more relaxed. And of course, a lot of that is through making sure that we put in the right effort, but not sweating the results. Putting in the effort, not sweating the result. My question now to you is just as we close out the show, not everyone is in a position to walk away from their business for 3 months, 5 months, 6 months. Are there any tips you have for someone to also help recalculating route, as the Garmin used to say before Waze, recalculating route. How does someone go about that while still navigating their day-to-day stuff?
So it's a great question and I've been asked it before, so it's not an unfair question. Thank you for asking it. It's us as Orthodox Jews have it built into our world. Right, we disappear for 25 hours every single week,
right? Shabbos.
Without any exception. We don't check email, we don't check phones, we don't know what's going on in the world. And for those people who smoke are able to stop smoking for 25 hours.
Amazing.
So anything that has to do with that that's quote unquote prohibited, and I hate to use the word prohibited, because it's not being prohibited. It feels like something's being taken away from us. It's a gift. We were given a gift that for 25 hours we just shut down, and look, somehow, the world still churns. So you can't walk away from your business, and I would be remiss, and I don't want to give that message at all. But can you take a Wednesday off a month? Completely shut down for a month on a Wednesday, one Wednesday a month. Start there. I'm picking Wednesday. Maybe it's Monday. I don't recommend Monday coming back from a weekend, etc. Right. Wednesday, that middle of the weekday, one Wednesday a month, find a hobby, find something, find to do other than work. If you have the desire to go study something, go study it. If you have a desire to go play golf, go play golf. If you have a desire to take that one day, and I would recommend that when you do that, you tell people you're doing it and you use that big word called trust. I'm not going to be around for the next 24 hours. I'm not going to check my email. I will be reachable in emergency only. Call it a bat phone back from the old days. And you got this, whoever that person is in your world.
So you're honoring them. You're honoring them. Say, I know you could do it. I'm so confident I'll be off the grid for the next 24 hours.
So start small. Whenever we try to start something big, we're going to fail, right? Just do something small to start with. And then it can get bigger as time goes on. If we try to take something on ourselves and I'm going to study for 5 hours a day. And you'll do it for the first day and the second day and the third day. And then you miss the fourth day. And then you go back to, okay, I'll study 7 hours tomorrow to make up for. And eventually it fizzles out and we're back to square one. Because you bit off too much. Bite off a little bit. And if you put that trust in the Almighty, that he's going to provide the result.
Amazing.
He will show you.
Amazing.
It will come so crystal clear to you. And I promise you there'll be bumps in the road. It's just natural. Doesn't mean, so you pick yourself up, you pull out the good books again, you go back and work on yourself. What better thing to work on than yourself?
What an incredible show. I want to remind the listeners that Mark's book, Safer, that he wrote, you could get a copy. Just email me, ys@bottomlinemg.com, ys@bottomlinemg.com. If for whatever reason your email got stuck in the spam filter, let me give you my number, 718-412-3505. In case you get voicemail, just leave your email address and just write Mark's book, and I'll make sure to forward it over. What an incredible show.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Mark. We're out of time, but join us again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.